Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also WAUK, 540 AM, and 101 FM. Caw-caw, the Shaw! And yeah, I think today I'm just going to talk about how critical thought, I think. I believe that's a thing of the past, all over the planet. I mean, I don't know where to start.
Oh, man.
Should I start where I left off last week, where I didn't get to talk about, you know, how people drive? Is there much critical thinking left on? I mean, I'm serious, man. It's like, you know, NASCAR has more rules.
Do you think that's connected to, let me just ask you this question. You think that's connected to all of this self-focus world we're in? And all the examples of self-focus and self-promotion and self always thinking about me?
Well, yeah, you got ahead of me there.
So, because we're like on the road, I'm going where I'm going. Nothing else matters, right?
You're thinking outside the box. What's wrong with you, dude?
I'm sorry, man.
Exactly. What is it? Is it that people think, I'm just going to drive 20 miles over the speed limit to make up for the lazy ass I have about getting out the door on time? Or yeah. And this is coming from ADHD, okay? ADHD rocks when it's focused. Like, on the fastest hour in radio. But seriously, it's like, and I got the number, okay, and I'm not going to share it yet with people to, like, you know, flood the administration's phone banks, Madison Police, in Dane County, because I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with being the problem because I'm the one that's obeying the law. By the way, 844-967-2789 if you want to share any of your experiences driving. By the way, speaking of driving, how's the Freedom Convoy doing?
Was that still happening?
I guess they just didn't hook up from every spot that they were coming from. I mean, they went to the spots to where they were going to all, you know, take off, and then, I don't know, they just get to the border and turn back. I know that they got split up on the highway, the ones that were in D.C. I know that they had, you know, some pickups with several flags hanging out. They broke down. People were laughing at them. And this guy made the news, you know, I feel so bad. All these people on the Beltway in D.C. are flipping me off and stuff. You think?
What was the pace car of that group? Like, who was setting the pace up front? Were they too fast?
I'm pretty sure I saw it up there in Portage, and it was probably the one that broke down with all the flags out of the bag.
Oh. But
it's like posted speed limit. And I'll just use Olbrich Park, let's say, right? Okay, the speed limit's 25. All right, I know. I want to stay in the left lane because you get up there at the top of the hill and then trying to get back into the left lane because the right lane is where you turn, and, oh, there's parked cars if you go the other way. And, oh, yeah, there'll be some people that use that lane to pass everybody and then cut in front of everybody. Maybe almost hit that parked car. But I've seen cops there. Okay, while I'm doing this, I'm like, all right, there's a cop right there. He's got to be watching this strip right now, right? He's parked over there by the water. And he's, what is he, feeding ducks? I'm going 28 in the left lane, and everybody else is going like 40 passing me on the right and getting mad at me because, you know, what is this, the interstate, the slower traffic keep right rule? That's how people are driving. Some. And then some use every lane like, you know, hey, man, like you said, I'm the only one that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason I mean, I saw this coming, right? I've been saying for a while that, geez, I don't think I'm getting any smarter. I just think people are getting dumber. And turns out I was right. Huh? Critical thought. Here's some critical thought for you. Remember last year when I said, well, what happens if, like, you know, the Delta virus gets together with Omicron? Do you remember me saying it?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Deltacron has been discovered. It's my fault for saying the name, but I did it. ahead of the curve. Always ahead of the curve. And there's a reason why I understand that critical thought is diminished. First of all,
you have to be careful on that. They're going to start to say that you created it.
No, man. Here's the problem. The IQ in human beings is lowering. Mm-hmm. And I read this study on it, okay? It was just last week. I'm like, I knew it. I knew people were getting dumber. And they said that... 1 to 2 points can mean just a huge amount, right, Trump? You know, if you had one more, that would give you 1.5, and then you wouldn't be a total dumbass, right? I mean, and do you know what it's coming from, for the most part? Pollution, fossil fuels, lead in the water, PFAS, you name it.
Hey, you see that PFAS piece they did on the news this past week locally?
No, but fill me in, man, because, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't been watching much of the news because, first of all, you turn it on and it's just constant Ukraine, Russia, everybody saying this, everybody, nobody doing anything, thousands of people dying, maybe it'll get to tens. I mean, I know what's happening, and nobody's helping the country that they said they'd all take care of, right? Russia, China, U.S., hey, they're all in. Of course, Putin's the main fault, but you were going to say something, weren't you?
Oh, no. You brought up PFAS, there was a story on the local news, and they were talking about the testing facility in Wisconsin. There's like one main testing facility in the whole state, and the process, and they showed some of the process and like what the equipment they have to use, the process they have to use to actually test the water for PFAS. And it's a pretty, you know, lengthy process and involved process. And
it involves science.
Right. Exactly.
Hey.
And they're trying to keep up with, you know, testing all these water sources and all these samples because they're finding, you know, in more and more communities up north and stuff. And it's, and they're just like, they're like, man, we're the only approved testing site to handle all this stuff right now. So it's kind of, it was an interesting piece to see what the process is like, what's all involved, what the cost is to have samples tested. And then also to understand that there's only one place in the state right now you can go to for that is pretty crazy.
All of this is, everybody wanting to drill baby drill. And okay, there's another thing. It's like gas has gone up to like $4 a gallon here. So why do you people drive the way you do? Like speeding up fast, taking off, stopping fast, hurrying up to get to that damn red light that you know is not going to turn green if you're just using critical thought. I can take side streets off the main drag and get there sooner because everybody's jamming at the lights and I got road rage. I got the wrong kind of road rage. It's people are driving me crazy, man.
I got a question for you. This scenario makes me have to ask you this question. When you have people that like do this crazy driving to zip past you, right? And then you meet them up at a light that's a little further down on the path, like you end up being on the same road.
Not if, when.
Okay.
Because it happens every day.
So you pull up right next to them or you pull up whatever, and there they are. They did all that crazy, you know, driving gymnastics to get ahead, and then you're right next to them. What do you do? Do you give them a look? Do you give them a hand signal? Do you wave at them? What do you do? You, Pizza Box, what do you do when you pull up on somebody like that?
I'm usually shaking my head, man, just going, jeez. You know, you didn't notice, did you? The whole time.
You're too nice. I'm a little snarkier.
Don't be confused. Most of the time, I'm flipping people off or giving them another gesture that, you know, gets them upset. But hopefully that's like after they go by me and I'm taking a right turn and they're not going to be able to get at me. Because nowadays, I'm trying to avoid that stuff, man. I've had guys show me guns and stuff down on that belt line.
Oh, my gosh.
When you flip them off. So I'll tell you right now, I'm a little hesitant to do that, but I still do it. But Eric, look at the guys with the tinted windows. I can't even tell. I'm not going to do nothing with that guy, right? It used to be illegal to not be able to see people in the car because, you know, well, that was for the police. Then now they don't care. I guess the police have the tinted windows, right? Huh? Thin blue line and a dark SUV. How many times have I seen that? You know, I made these signs way back when at the Capitol, too, about police brutality and murdering people. And head of the curve, critical thought. Take the 1 and 1 is 2, then 2 and 2 is 4. Damn. What's the square root of 2? So, and again, I want to point out that I think I'm kind of wise. I know I'm a wise guy, but but wisdom, let's not be confused. Wisdom is, you know, the art of making several mistakes and then learning possibly down the road not to do that again, right? Or to tell somebody else not to do it. Stop, people. Stop what you're doing. It is insane. Everywhere I go, old people, young people, Republicans, Democrats, anarchists, Trumpers. It's all the same. It's across the board. It's hard to believe that. And I'm guessing that there's probably a lot of people that just decide, oh, I'm just not going to drive, you know, at this point, especially if I don't need to. And then there's those that are even more critical thinking. Well, I've got bikes and I've got electric transportation. And oh, aren't you special? Yes, they are special, which really pisses me off about my Prius being charged extra money because it's what, economically better on fuel. So you're going to charge me more to register. What was the joke? Oh, well, it's the type of this and that and the motor. Oh, get off me, man. You're like more than a semi, isn't it? I see we got Mark. We'll be back in a minute. So, you know, we're going to go to break in a minute. So we'll take you on the other side. But, I mean, hey, it's kind of cool. Let's just look out the window and see how they're driving out here. Oh, not too bad, actually. Well, it must not be a Badger game or something. What, church tomorrow? Huh? Everything delivered? Oh, I want to talk about what it's like to be a delivery driver in today's market. Like, just a small-time delivery guy.
Stories from the road.
They're coming right up. We'll be back.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.